In our previous shiur, we began a discussion about the obligation, or actually more the exemption, of women learning Torah. And as we quoted the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simen Mem Zayin Sif Yodalid, Noshim of Archis Birchas HaTorah, and there are three reasons why. One is, as we quoted from the Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Reish Mem Vav, the Torah Shem Ksav, women may learn. Another reason, as the Bi'ar Locha said, is because they daven, they say kabbonis, they say psukim, so the Birchas HaTorah is on that. And the third reason is because women are obligated to learn the halachas that apply to them, and therefore they make Birchas HaTorah. According to these reasons, and in fact, if we look in the Levush has even a stronger language than the Shulchan Aruch. The Levush's language is Noshim Chayovois BeBirchas HaTorah. Moreover, according to this approach that we just explained, and that's indeed the opinion of the Bi'ar Halacha, not only do women make Birchas HaTorah, but women can be mighty men in Birchas HaTorah. And therefore, in a situation, for example, let's say someone was up all night and he can't make Birchas HaTorah like we know on Shavuos by night, according to this, they should make a woman can be might see a man with Birchas HaTorah. And that is indeed the opinion of the Prima Gadol. However, there are many Paiskim that are of the opinion that even though we're learning, the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, that women make Birchas HaTorah, their obligation is very different to the obligation of men, and the Pesukim can go into explaining this. Torah Shebiksav is something, as we said in the previous year, they're allowed to learn, they're not obligated to learn. Many Pesukim say that women aren't obligated to say Kabbonis, and even the din of Tefillah, the obligation of women in Tefillah and the obligation of men in Tefillah is a different obligation. The obligation of men in Tefillah is they have an obligation, we have a mitzvah to daven. Women daven because rachmininu. Everybody needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu to think about them and listen to their tefillah. And the mitzvah of learning the dinim is only if they don't know the dinim. So even though the halacha, as is clear in the Shulchan Aruch, is that they are allowed to make Birchas HaTorah, we can't say it's an obligation, and we can certainly not say that their obligation is equal to the equivalent to the obligation of the men. And therefore, these Paiskim suggest that women should not be mighty men with Birchas HaTorah because their obligations are very different. As we continue discussing the concept of women learning Torah, there's a beautiful piece in the Beis HaLevi in Parashas Mishpatim, and actually the Beis HaLevi takes the same approach in his Hagdama to the Shalos HaTshuvos Beis HaLevi. He quotes the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Da Peches. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos Da Peches says, Dorosh Reb Simoy, B'shor Shekdimi Yisrael Nasal Mishma, Yodus Tishim Ribua Shamalach Yesharis. When Klal Yisrael said Nas before Nishma, 600,000 Malachim came down. V'koshu Kalachim Yisrael Shnei Ksorim. Ech K'negin Nasav, Ech K'negin Nishma. So he asks, why does the Gemara emphasize B'shor Shekdimu, that they preceded saying Nasa before Nishma? Why doesn't the Gemara just say B'shor Shamru when they said Nasa and Nishma? It seems that the Hagdoma, the fact that they said Nasa before Nishma, is what caused them to get these crowns. So he explains that if we think about the words Nasa and Nishma, Nasa represents that they accepted upon themselves to fulfill the mitzvahs. Nishma represents a Kabbalah to learn Torah. He says, and when one learns Torah, there are two elements to learning Torah. One is, if he won't learn Torah, he won't know how to fulfill the mitzvahs, as it says in Pirkei Avos, V'loyam Oretz Chosid. And therefore he says, women have that same obligation. They have to fulfill the mitzvahs that they're obligated in. They may not transgress the Averis, and therefore they have to know what to do or what not to do. But then he says, there's another angle to learning Torah. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah all the time. And he says, with that we could understand a Gemara Masechta Menachos, that tzaddik test. The Gemara says, Kigoyin ani shlamadati to kol haTorah kula. Mash el metchak mesivanus. He wanted to know, I learned the whole Torah, could I learn Greek? Amalit sa b'doik shosh en eloyoyim v'loy layla. What was this Gemara saying? What this Gemara is saying is that he says, I know how to fulfill all the mitzvahs. I know how to refrain from doing all the averus. Have I completed my obligation on learning Torah, and now I can learn Chochmas Sivanos? To which he said, no, learning is not just to fulfill the mitzvah. Learning is an end for itself. And therefore, you have no time to learn something else, because the obligation to learn is constant. And that's Bishar Sheg Dimu. When they were Magdim, and they recognized that Torah has two elements. The element of learning to know how to fulfill the mitzvahs, and the element of learning l'shem learning itself, that's why they got two ksarim. And the Agdamas represents that recognition of the two aspects of learning Torah. And he goes on to explain with this concept that the Gemara Masecht in the Dorim, that Pei Aleph teaches us, Ama, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? And the pasuk says, "Al ozvam as terasai, shloihayim mevarchim b'tayra tchila." They didn't say birchas atayra. And he says the Gemara says further there, Masechta Nedarim, "Mnei ma ein talmid chacham mitzuyim, yoytze v'nei talmid chachamim, she'ein mevarchim tayra tchila." You know why talmid chacham don't have children who are talmid chacham? Because they don't make birchas atayra. So he quotes the Ran. Says they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. And let's say they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. So that's a reason that the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed. Explains the Ran that they thought that the entire purpose in learning Torah is only to know how to fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. They didn't understand the Cheshivas of Torah. A Talmud Chacham that only learns to know how to fulfill the mitzvah isn't learning properly. And therefore the Midah Keneged Midah explains is that the world cannot exist without people who are learning Torah Lishma just for the sake of learning. Just for the sake of learning. And therefore he explains that when they made, that was why the world, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And that's the difference between men and women. However, says the Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Likutei Halachos, here in our Gemara, he says, "Venira," he says, this entire discussion about being a woman being exempt from learning, "Dafka b'zmanam shelfeneinu." In earlier times, everybody lived where their parents lived. What they heard from the parents was very strong. To follow in his parents' ways. As the pasuk says, A woman doesn't have to learn. V'tismach ben ha'agal v'sal yisharim. She's just to follow the ways of her parents. Avo ka'es, he says, v'avonisena rabim. Shekabolos ha'ovois nisroifif moed ba'oid. People don't necessarily follow their parents' way. Chavetz Chaim saying this already. Children don't necessarily live where their parents live. Even women learn and are educated in all different subjects. We have to teach women Tanakh, Masech Ta'avos, Sefer Nor Samar Kedoyma, Kedei Shiyamis Etzlam Inyan Amunusen Akedoysha. Otherwise, they won't recognize what is being a Jew all about. Not just the mitzvahs they have to fulfill. The Lav Hochi, and says the Chavetz Chaim, if we won't follow this approach, Ilav Hochi Olush Yisoru Lagamim B'Derech Hashem, they may leave the way of Hashem altogether. V'yavru Akol Saidei Hadas Chas V'Shalom, and they could Chas V'Shalom come to a point that they will completely not follow the ways of Hashem. And in fact, there's a tshuva from Rav Zalman Sorotzkin in the Shailos Tshuvos Miznayim L'Mishpat, where he says, Simen Membeis, certainly Torah Shebiksav they may learn, as we just discussed earlier, in the Shulchan Aruch it says, but he says, in this Dor Tabuchesh, in this turbulent time, Shemuna of the Meroi B'nei Adam, most people don't have the Muna like they had, but feel B'tar Shabbat Peh M'tar Shalomad HaMaskana B'lai Kushas Perukim. She can't learn Torah Shabbat Peh like men learn it in a yeshiva, but to learn what it says in the Gemara, to help her fulfill what she's supposed to fulfill, she's allowed to. And interestingly enough, I found that the Yismach Moshe in the Hagdoma to the Sefer Mayan Ganim says that even women are punished for their Avera Bittel Torah. If even women have that, have an Avera, we know that how serious the Avera of Bittel Torah is. He says they have that obligation. And I saw the Mefarshim explain. The simple explanation is that they have an obligation to learn how to do the mitzvahs they're obligated in. They have an obligation to learn how to refrain from the averus. And therefore, if they're not fulfilling that obligation, then it's considered bittel Torah, the serious avera bittel Torah. But then I saw another interesting pshat. Our Gemara later in our sugya is going to teach us Barasi Yetzahara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I created a Yetzahara, and Barasi Torah Tavla. The Torah is the antidote against the Yetzahara. Women also have a Yetzahara. So since women also have a Yetzahara, they also need an antidote against the Yetzirah. And our Gemara teaches us that the powerful antidote connected to the Yetzirah is Torah. And therefore, if a woman doesn't learn Torah, she's putting herself in a situation of sakana, that the Yetzirah may prevail in her. And that's what the Yisroch Moshe says. She shouldn't be over Avera, a bittel Torah.